Before we get started, I am once again asking y'all to go ahead and take our listener survey. We just need 100 folks to help us sell some ads and make the show sustainable. Go to citycast.fm/survey, and you'll also be entering for a chance to win a $250 gift card. These are good reasons. Show us you love us. Enter for a chance to win the gift card. Go to citycast.fm/survey. We're excited to hear things about you. Las Vegas, June is upon us, and this month we are going to give you summer entertainment options once a week. What? So today on CityCast Las Vegas, to kick things off, our resident concert lovers, David Figler and producer Layla Muhammad, join me to give you recs for every type of Vegas summer show. Music festivals, comedy, theater, and more. Y'all know Vegas has it all. It's Monday, June 4th. I'm Vogue Robinson, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. Hi, David. Hi, Layla. How are y'all doing?
Good, Vogue. Hi, Layla.
Hi, team. Good morning.
Good morning. I want to talk to y'all about concerts because you're both avid concert goers. I feel like if y'all had passports for concerts, it would be full. So what's like the number one musical event that you're looking forward to this summer?
I'll go first because mine has already started.
Oh.
And that's the Downtown Rocks Fremont Street Free Concert Series that started on Memorial Day weekend. I'm looking forward to it because it's a free concert series. Fremont Street, there's a lot going on down there. You can always find something to do before and after the concert.
Is that the one that had Smash Mouth like a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Smash Mouth with the guy who didn't look like the Smash Mouth guy who looks a little bit like Guy Fieri?
I mean, these are bands that have been around for a while, so the lead singer might not be the lead singer that you remember.
Oh.
But I know. Personally, for me, it picks up late July. All American Rejects are going to be there.
Nice.
And if you guys remember when they were here for the first year of When We Were Young and it got shut down because of the wind, All American Rejects went to Soul Belly, I believe, and performed. Mm-hmm. So it'd be great to show them some Vegas love because they showed Vegas some love when all of that went down and put on a great show. And then there's actually a break in August, which I'm assuming because it's hot in August and this is an outdoor event.
Mm-hmm.
And then it picks back up with another great back-to-back lineup, Young the Giant and Neon Trees, which I don't know if that's going to be everyone's taste. A little more rocker, punk. Well, I don't know if you can call Young the Giant and Neon Trees punk, but
you call anything punk.
Yeah, we don't really know what punk is. It's been
big umbrella.
Exactly.
Big umbrella.
But they're bands, great bands. I've seen Young the Giant and Neon Trees in concert. They're very fun. Neon Trees crowd surfed when I saw them in concert. So those are going to be some great shows. And I know, David, you must be excited for Soulja Boy on June 17th.
Avi,
yeah.
Crank that.
What do you want me to say? Of course.
He's also going to be at the Fremont Street free concert experience.
I will just say this. Fremont Street and experience maybe takes on different meanings for me. So I tend to avoid the area when it's fully crowded.
Yeah.
So
my
apologies to Soulja Boy.
Soulja Boy, yes.
Probably not going to show.
Yeah, this is probably not for all ages because Fremont Street, going to be a crowd. These free concerts do tend to draw quite the number of people. So go if you're willing to be around a lot of people, be around a lot of drunk people. But I've attended, and for the right band, it's going to be fun. David, what about you? What are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to one summer show, and surprise, twist, it's not a musical show, but it's a big-ass comedy show.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, so I'm gonna play it around a little bit here, and I'm going to do my shout-out to the Fully Loaded Traveling Comedy Festival, which is something that Bert Kreischer puts together. If you don't know Bert Kreischer, he's also in a TV show now called The Machine. based on one of his most famous joke stories. He's got like about 20 different comics with him. It's being billed as sort of a Lollapalooza of comedy. Tiffany Haddish, ever heard of her?
Ooh. I have.
Okay, so she's on the bill. We've got David Tell and Lewis Black, Jim Norton, Jay Farrow, I think Fortune Feimster. Netflix is a joke radio. Mm-hmm. Just a heck of a lineup. It's going to be at T-Mobile, so it's a big show.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's going to be on July 12th. So, yeah, for comedy fans, there used to be festivals that would come to Las Vegas all the time, and then that just sort of dropped off. Like, comedy sort of became relegated to the niche comedy clubs in a lot of ways that are on the Strip, which don't really reach out to the locals or don't market themselves to locals so much. And so as a comedy fan, I appreciate that there's a lot of offerings in our city. They come in ways that are sometimes hard to find, but a big ass comedy festival, that's easy breezy. Mm-hmm. And as much as I'm not the biggest fan of going to the big stadiums for the big shows, I think this one's going to be a lot of fun. And so I'm looking forward to that in July.
Mm. Yeah, that's a great lineup. 20 comedians. That's going to be a good long show.
So what's like an undersung hidden gem concert that we should look out for in Vegas?
Keep your eye on smaller venues like Triple B, even the Sand Dollar down at the Plaza. Great bands are popping up, especially local bands that are starting to gain a following. And you could see them in the most interesting spaces, even at the Artifice.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, it's neat to see that the local scene is kind of coming back with a fervor. There are new venues popping up literally all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You got to work a little harder. You know, our friends over at The List do a really good job of keeping up on those smaller shows. So I think that's where you're going to find some of the unsung hidden gem concerts of the summer, is keeping your eyeballs on those smaller venues. It's a lot of promise this summer.
Yeah, and oftentimes those smaller venues are in great spots. So after the concert, you can grab dinner before the concert. There's so many places to grab dinner, hang out, get a drink. So the night doesn't have to end with the concert, too.
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
I'm going in a bit of a different direction with my two unsung gems. I think we need to give some love to some of the musical theater shows that are coming in June.
Yay!
There are two at the Smith Center that I'm really looking forward to. The first one is the Tina Turner musical that's running from June 6th to the 11th.
That's about to be fire.
Tickets are going to be a little bit on the pricey,
steep,
like mid-range level for a Smith Center show, but I think the Tina Turner musical will definitely be something worth seeing. It's an inspiring comeback story of the woman who broke barriers and became the queen of rock and roll. And I think the timing of that, too, we just saw Tina Turner pass last month on the 24th. It would be great to revisit some of her discography that has 12 Grammys.
Yes.
So that's going to be a great
show.
Simply
the best.
Exactly. And then another show at the Smith Center is Jesse Mueller with Seth Rudetsky. It's a Broadway concert series that they're bringing to Las Vegas. Jesse Mueller is a Tony Award-winning actress. She's been in the Carole King musical, Waitress, Carousel, to name a few, if that means anything to anyone. Those are some great musicals. And then Seth Rudetsky, I actually am a big fan of him from when I used to listen to Sirius XM on Broadway's radio channel. He's the radio host on there. He is so
You're a Seth
funny.
Head.
Say that again?
A Seth head. You're a Seth head.
I'm a Seth head. Yeah, sure. Let's go with that. He is so funny, so talented. Great on a piano, and he has some great stories as well. And this show's billed as a one-night-only special event. There's two show times on June 17th.
Is that going to be in the big room at Smith Center, or is it in Myron's Cabaret?
Yeah, it's going to be in the smaller room at Myron's Cabaret.
Which is a great room.
So it's going to be a little bit more intimate.
That's another one that I want to add to Liz to keep your eyeballs on. Not always the best at getting the word out for some of those shows, but sometimes some fantastic shows flow through that venue, and that's a nice one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely keep your eye on the Smith Center. There's some really cool stuff coming through the Smith Center this summer.
And it's just lovely to be like outside, to go through that park. Vix is right there if you want to try something new. I love the Smith Center. I love going and feeling very fancy. What's a concert that y'all feel would be great for the whole family? So grandparents and grandkids.
David, I'll let you go first on this one because I'm going to make my case for K-pop. So go ahead. You go first, David. Okay.
I'm going to say that one of the best concert-going experiences that I've had in Las Vegas in the last decade was going and seeing Garth Brooks when he was over at the Wynn Theater. Now he's in the bigger space over at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace with Trish Yearwood, his plus one. He's a fantastic performer. I'm not even a Garth Brooks fan, or at least I wasn't until I saw him that night. I went with a friend. And ever since, well, two things. One, it's like, Garth Brooks sang that? Like, he's one of those guys. But also, just such a way with the crowd. And while I realize it's going to be a bigger show, which he is a little bit more known for than the small, intimate, kind of acoustic-y thing where he's literally taking requests from the audience, I bet it's going to be a great show for the whole family because it really is a great entertainment experience. And I don't think that it's age specific. I think you could really get into an entire crowd of people either singing along or grooving along with someone like Garth Brooks. Pure charisma.
Garth Brooks, that's country, right?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Although he did kind of have a pretend rocker face for a second under a pseudonym. It's a chapter. Never
yes,
mind.
Yes, I support the obscure chapters of Garth Brooks' career. Do things, experiment.
Okay, I might have to give him a chance.
So for summer things, of course, I mean, because the girls, I'm always trying to find fun things to do. But Super Summer Theater is coming. And of course, they're fully branded. Like, they want you to come through. And that's at the Spring Mountain Ranch State Park. Mm-hmm. They're bringing Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, which is like one of my favorites. I can't wait to just hang out and be singing in my own little corner, my own little chair. It's going to be great. Ah. Cinderella runs from June 7th to July 1st. And so get in there and get your tickets. Apparently it's going to be sassier.
Ooh, Super Summer Theater is such a great venue too. It's outdoors. Bring
bugs.
David, you had to bring up the bugs. But
out here with the facts.
Yes, there are bugs outdoors.
It's fun. It's definitely fun.
But bring a blanket, bring some chairs, bring, I think you can bring some snacks, and there's some food there. But it's so fun and so nice to sit outdoors and see a really great show.
Apparently, you can buy chairs for $1. You can bring some blankets outside. And then there's handicap accessible parking adjacent to the meadow. So that's pretty dope.
Yeah, parking there is a little dicey sometimes.
A little dicey, but it's cozy once you get in and it's neat.
Yeah, and people are nice. They'll help you. They'll help you back up if you're stuck in a tight spot.
Word. And then, on June 9th, that is the day they're going to have the American Sign Language performance. So actually, that probably will be the one that I take the girls to because why the heck not?
Like, very cool.
I'm so glad that they're implementing so many elements of accessibility. Get it in. Mm-hmm. Also, at Super Summer Theater, Something Rotten is going to be playing, and that's from July 19th to August 5th. I don't know the full content of that one, so I don't know if it's family friendly, but it's hailed as the funniest musical comedy in at least 400 years. So I don't know. Make your decisions.
David, is it family friendly?
It's family friendly. It's like a parody. It's a fiasco. It's controlled chaos.
Nice.
Oh, that's right up my alley. So I feel like those are two spots where I'm like, yeah, taking the girls so we can act a fool, sing and be outside. I can't think of better things to do.
Amazing.
Okay. So, Layla, the case for K-pop for the fam.
Yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So,
ready for this.
From grandparents to grandkids, I do not know a better genre of music than K-pop. A K-pop concert is going to entertain anyone, any age group. It's going to be fun. The lights, the show, the music, the sheer performance of it all. It's going to be great. And I love a good stadium show, too. Can't get any better than nice air-conditioned venue. Allegiant Stadium is pretty big. So walking around it to get to your seats, that's like the one downer of these big stadium shows. But anyway, my case for K-pop, Blackpink, who is probably the second biggest K-pop group in the world right now. They're just coming out of their headlining Coachella performance. They're going to bring their world tour to Allegiant Stadium on August 18th. And honestly, you need that much time to secure some tickets for this. They are, obviously, for a stadium show, for a big K-pop show, they're on the pricier side. But there are no bad seats at a K-pop show. You're going to have fun anywhere you sit. There's great food in Allegiant Stadium. So even if you're up in the nosebleeds, kids, get some good food, get some drinks, and have fun with the kiddos. Blackpink has a great discography. They're great performers. So take your time, look up some tickets. If you have a K-pop fan in your life, or if you're interested in getting into K-pop, that's going to be a really fun show to go to.
Okay. K-pop.
And that is my case for K-pop.
K-pop for the family.
Mm-hmm. K-pop for the family.
You guys are just reminding me how excruciatingly low-key I am. Because when I think about the shows I go to, I'm like, no, I go where it's really chill and I usually know the artist and it's very acoustic. Like I'm so like local and like small venue centered. So I do want to like give us the space to shout out some local acts or some local places that people can go to. But like one of my favorites is So Far Sounds, and that's like, mm-hmm. that's national, but Songs from a Room, where it's like a secret show in like a library, a bookstore, somebody's backyard. And so they're always really intimate shows. They'll have like a solid lineup, usually like two local and one like from out of town. And just the vibe, and like you bring your own beverage, bring your own snacks. It feels like a musical house party. And I've enjoyed every single one I've gone to. And I think there's something kind of interesting about, it's the gamble. Like, it's the closest thing to gambling for me that I do. It's like, because you don't know who the lineup is going to be until probably, I think, day of. And you don't even know if you get tickets until, like, day of. So dig it into and download the So Far Sounds app. They're not paying me, but they should. But So Far Sounds has been really dope. And then, like, hopping into some of the open mic nights, too, and seeing what you can find. So, like, yeah, David, do you have any local acts or local spots that you want to shout out?
Well, sure. I had mentioned Backstage Bar and Billiards, Triple B, and that's a good spot to keep an eye on a lot of bands. A band that I'm looking forward to seeing live, I've seen a couple of their videos. A friend of mine joined the band recently, and they're awesome, is Switterbeat. Also, the Dollheads, which are a bunch of young women punkers, actually wound up on the bill at Punk Rock Bowling. So good on them.
Yay.
They are all pure energy, super, super young, super, super punky, a lot of fun, very tight musically. I see them sometimes over at the Ferguson on the sort of semi-amphitheater stagey thing that mm-hmm. they have going on there.
That is exactly how you have
to
describe it. Outdoor.
Outdoor
amphitheater stagey thing.
So they're really good. Another venue, Horse Trailer Hideout over on Main Street. They do pop-up shows over there, which is kind of a cool space. It's like right by Abel Baker.
Okay.
In that same block over there, that's the bigger venue, is Abel Baker, but Horse Trailer Hideout is a good one.
Layla, you have any local shout-outs?
Yeah, so my local shout-out, this is a more accessible, family-friendly event than the K-pop event. I'm excited for Summerlin Sounds at downtown Summerlin. It's going to be on the lawn. They have live music, activities for the kids, and specialty cocktails from Lynetta, great restaurant over there. And they're having some local acts play on June 7th. Empire Records and Ethan Martin are playing.
I know Empire Records. They're a really cool cover band.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem great. Ethan Martin, I think he does original music. He sounded great when I looked him up. I'm also making a case for going to see artists that you don't know. I know, Vogue, mm-hmm. you said that you go to the smaller shows, usually bands that you really want to see. But I've had some of my best concert experiences pulling up to a completely random show to someone I don't even know. Mm-hmm. So these local acts are a great concert to try that out at. Downtown Summerlin Lawn, great venue, super pretty out there from 6 to 9, so it shouldn't be too hot by then. And it's going on every Wednesday from July 7th to July 12th.
Nice. The Bourbon Lounge at the Orleans Casino, one of my friends, Frankie Lee in the Inferno, she does like dope covers. But yeah, she's got basically a residency there. Taverna Costera, I was there last night for a poetry event, but their rooftop is like actually really nice. They've got some comfy furniture and misters because you need it.
Mm-hmm.
I love how all these spaces are experimenting with stuff that are bringing it to our local community. I that just made me think that sort of a black box behind Majestic Repertory Theater mm-hmm. on Main Street has been mounting all these really cool, usually like one night onlys or whatever, but you just got to keep your eyes on it. And I'm sure they're going to be doing that all summer, in addition to the really great shows that they are doing all summer long. Just a really great group of actors putting together some amazing shows. They do have this little room in the back where I saw this narrative magician, blew my mind.
And yes, narrative,
you know, people
magician.
Doing experimental clown stuff and just really, really cool space. So I'm really glad these spaces are really thriving all over the city. And summer's a great time to check all that stuff out.
Yeah. Yeah. And we really covered the whole spectrum when it comes to concerts, like to the really, really small venues to Allegiant Stadium. There's a lot going on this summer in Vegas. So you really can't go wrong with most of the events, I'll say, that you attend.
All right, y'all. Well, we hope that everyone enjoys the heck out of their summer. Please get yourself outside with sunscreen and water and enjoy yourself. Let us know if you go to any of the concerts that we suggested. David and Layla, thank y'all so much for your input.
Thanks, Vogue. This was fun.
That was fun. We'll see you out at the shows. Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's get some updates on news we've mentioned on the pod before. The drama with street vendors continues. A bill just landed on the governor's desk last week that authorizes local governments to update the clunky rules for getting a vendor's license. But it establishes no timeline for doing so, leaving the vendors in limbo. Also, remember that bill that proposed a $190 million tax break for film studios? Well, Sony Pictures and the Howard Hughes Corporation have a second proposed film facility on Flamingo and Town Center Drive in South Summerlin. State lawmakers have until this Monday to vote on the film bill, or it could go to a special session. Last thing before you go, don't forget to take the listener survey. That's at citycast.fm/survey. And enter for a chance to win a $250 gift card. That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. We love reading your feedback, so leave us a review or comment on wherever you listen to our podcast. Also, don't forget to show some love and subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back Monday morning with more news from around the city. Take care.
I mean, my own band might play someday again, but that's not as enjoyable for really anyone on either side of the mic on that.
David, why do it if it's just not enjoyable? Come on.
Because we are into torture rock.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. If you get through it, it's its own reward.
Okay.
If you get through a Tippy Elvis show, it's its own reward.
Look out for it, guys. Look out for it.
Go to YouTube.
Tippy Elvis. Find David.